Texas Ag Commissioner praises cattle import reopening, warns screwworm fight isn't over. Texas border business. Austin. Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller today praised the decision to allow a limited resumption of cattle importation from Mexico but expressed continued concern about the ongoing disruption to the U.S. cattle industry due to the New World screwworm. The following statement may be attributed to Commissioner Miller. Resuming cattle importation from Mexico is the right move for ranchers and American consumers, but it's a decision that should have been made sooner. While I'm pleased to see this important trade relationship restored, the prolonged closure has already taken a toll on producers, disrupted supply chains, and created uncertainty that could have lasting consequences for the cattle industry. This decision comes on the heels of last week's binational New World Screwworm Summit that I hosted with our partners in Mexico, Texas, and New Mexico, where leaders from both sides of the border sat down with one goal in mind: protecting animal health while preserving the flow of agricultural trade. The summit produced broad agreement that the best path forward is one built on science, cooperation, and proven biosecurity measures, not unnecessary disruptions that hurt the very producers we're trying to protect. I want to thank Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins for responding to my call to reopen our border to importing cattle. However, USDA's current approach to the New World screwworm threat has not gone far enough. While there have been important steps in the right direction, the pace and scale of the screwworm response have not matched the threat. USDA has spent more than a year reacting instead of getting ahead of the problem, and our producers have paid the price. We cannot afford to rely on half measures when billions of dollars in livestock production are on the line. This reopening is welcome news, but it's not the finish line. We need a sustained commitment to aggressive use of every proven eradication tool. We must protect American livestock and ensure our ranchers never have to endure this kind of disruption again. Information source, Office of Texas Ag Commissioner.